You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 2009, Swedish filmmaker Fredrik Gertten released the documentary Bananas, exposing the world to the horrible conditions of Nicaraguan plantation workers. Now, he brings us the sequel, Big Boys Gone Bananas, a film that irrefutably exposes Dole for what it is, a very bad corporate apple. The new film presents a scathing review of how far a corporation will go to protect its image. Using dirty tricks, financial and legal threats, and media manipulation, it seems that Dole will stop at nothing to keep audiences from seeing Gertten's original film. Fredrik Gertten is in Vancouver, and his new film will be presented tomorrow as part of the Justice Forum at the Doxa Festival of Documentary Films. He joins me on the phone now. Hello, Fredrik, and welcome to Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Thank you very much.
What was your first film, Bananas, about?
Well, it was a film that followed a court case in L.A., a landmark court case where banana workers from Nicaragua were suing Dole Food Company for the use of a banned pesticide that they claimed made them sterile. And there are like thousands of court cases like that against Dole from many countries, but the Nicaraguans have been more successful, and this one was the first in a U.S. court. Dole and other companies already lost court cases in Nicaragua, but they had never paid a penny, so that's why their lawyers tried to move them to the U.S. And I followed one of those cases, and in the end, actually, Dole was found guilty of malice by an L.A. jury.
And what did Dole do as you prepared to launch the film, Bananas, at the L.A. Film Festival?
Well, Dole sent us a cease and desist letter, a very aggressive cease and desist letter, but they didn't send it only to us, also to every single sponsor of the L.A. Film Festival, which includes L.A. Times and American Airlines and a lot of other big corporations.
How did Dole frame the story about your film?
Well, that's why I'm doing this new film, Big Boys Gone Bananas. It's kind of trying to understand how they did, because when somebody is attacking with lawyers, there's always a media spin connected to it. It's not only sending in the lawyers, they are also wanting to sending out, you know, a press release. Maybe even this very act of suing somebody is a press release. Maybe they don't think they can win in court, they just wanted to scare people away. So, I mean, Dole sued us for defamation, but they also sent out a story to American media that, oh, here we have a Swedish filmmaker, he's making a crook into a hero, and now this filmmaker refuses to admit that he did wrong. And they told that story in a very attractive way. So a lot of people picked it up and believed it was true. Also people on my own side within the documentary community, because it's a good story that, well, you know, when you know, and that's a bit strange that poisoned banana workers is not a good story, but if the banana workers' lawyer is, if they think he's a crook, that's a good story. And if a documentary filmmaker is wrong, that's a very good story when one of these do-gooders are found to be doing bad, you know. So they knew that they could, they made a very great, they made a good package out of that, and it traveled right into the media, and it kept going, and they did it so well, so they actually managed to stay in my film, and especially in the U.S. blocked the distribution, not only by legal means, also by making people feel that, oh, maybe this film isn't that good, maybe this film has some problems, and who wants to program a film that has problems, you know? So it worked well for them.
How did the L.A. Film Festival respond? And can you talk a bit about how people responded to how the story was framed?
No, I mean, nobody likes to receive letters from lawyers, especially if they represent one of the biggest companies on earth. It scares everybody, including me, of course, but also Film Festival, and they have a board, and that board, of course, have a lot of business relations in town. So people felt that this could be a bit risky for their own careers and their own lives. And maybe some people were ready to take a risk, but maybe they didn't want to take a risk for a film that maybe wasn't correct. So Dole managed to tell people that this film has a problem. So then people thought, okay, yeah, if it has a problem, well, then they can sue. So, you know, they managed to swing it around. But, I mean, it was, of course, the aggression from the corporation, from Dole, felt strongly at the LA Film Festival. And they are also victims of that aggression. So this film is not about pointing out that some people were coward or not. It's all about the corporate bullying tactics that we have to look into. We have to understand it better so we also can support colleagues or filmmakers or storytellers when they get attacked. Because my case is not an isolated one. It will happen again, and it probably happens maybe also here in Canada, where I know that, for example, the mining companies sometimes are quite aggressive when people try to tell stories. So you have to. We have to all talk about this. I think what my film is doing, that if you go and watch it, you will also see a lot of the techniques, and you will feel them in your own body. I think that's, you know, to go and watch a film, it's not like reading a tweet or 140 signs. It's actually an emotional experience. So I really hope a lot of people will come and watch the film. We're actually going to, now we have this screening at the Doxa Film Festival, but we are also opening theatrical in Canada on May 11th. So this film will come back to Vancouver. I don't have the dates yet, but you should look for it.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened when you returned back to Sweden and the story came out there?
Well, you know, that's also how media works. Media is looking for good headlines and easy work. And Dole created the headlines in the U.S. about a crooked lawyer and a naive filmmaker. In Sweden, there was a small filmmaker attacked by a big American. That was a very good story. So I got a much better media run in Sweden. But, of course, then I worked really hard to make people support me. And one of the things that I did was I contacted MPs of the Swedish Parliament, but not only from the left side, but also from the right side. So I actually brought in people from the government, Conservative Party, and from the Social Democrats. And together, which is hardly happens, they invited their colleagues for a screening of my film in the Swedish Parliament. And that turned out to be a very important step, because suddenly they say, the parliamentarians said, this is about free speech. In a global society, a Swedish filmmaker has the right to tell a story about a U.S. corporation producing something in the Central America that is consumed in our country. And so if the corporations are global, also journalism and filmmaking have to be global. And they supported me, and that made it harder for Dole, or actually it made it harder for Dole's client in Sweden, because they now felt the pressure. They felt that a lot of their customers contacted them and wanted them to do something. Actually, they wanted them to not sell Dole products. And of course, that's, you know, a banana is the most rentable product in a shop, even here in Canada. It's almost 1% of the turnaround of a supermarket is bananas. It's the best selling product. So it's there's a lot of money to be lost if you lose the banana sales. So in the end, the Swedish supermarkets forced Dole to back down and withdraw. Withdraw in respect of freedom of speech in Sweden.
One of the things I found interesting about the story in Sweden was that it was almost like the straw that broke the camel's back at one point. A blogger wrote something, and it kind of made Dole back down after they seemed to have the upper hand for quite a long time. Was that your sense as well?
Yeah, They told the story in a very good way, so people really kept sending it out. But there was one thing that Dole didn't think about. I mean, my film kept getting screened, so a lot of people saw the film. And whenever someone had seen my film, they said, "Why? What are they talking about? Why are they attacking this film?" So it's kind of the Dole's aggressive attack was full on. But if people saw the film, they would also see how absurd the attack was. So of course, in that sense, time was on my side. But in Sweden, this went quicker, and especially after the screening in the parliament, people could see this was totally absurd. And a lot of very important people in my country stepped out, more than parliamentarians. A lot of other people came out and said, this is a bullshit lawsuit. So then it turned around.
What was the most difficult part in your fight to defend yourself against those attacks?
One of the most difficult parts is, of course, surviving financially, because it's very hard to be a very small producer and then you work around the clock to defend yourself. That is really hard. But to win a media war is almost impossible. Dole had a U.S. PR firm contacting every journalist that talked to me. Dole Google tagged my name. Wherever somebody was blogging about me, there was a Dole ad coming after me. I mean, they did a lot of dirty tricks that really worked well for them.
How much do you think Dole got their way in the sense of defending their brand and defending the money that they stood to lose?
I mean, my film was about banana workers in the third world suing Dole Food Company for the use of a banned pesticide. Dole had continued to use the pesticide even when Dow Chemicals told them, please send this stuff back. They kept using it for many more years. That kind of very immoral center of the court case and of my film is something they don't want people to talk about. Then they have lawsuits from banana workers all over the world, which if they lose, it's a lot of money. So, of course, they keep fighting them. And maybe attacking me was a message to all people coming against Dole. Don't even think you can have a chance. We will take down any enemy. We don't like to lose, and we're not going to lose. That was the message they wanted to send out. And I think maybe they also then sued me as a part of sending out that message. So maybe suing me was just a press release.
I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and please look out for the film. And there's also a web page called bigboysgonebananas.com, bigboysgonebananas.com, where you can find more information about the film, but also if you register, you can find out where this film is going to be played if we come back to Vancouver. We will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Fredrik Gertin. He is the filmmaker behind Big Boys Gone Bananas, which shows at the Doxa Festival as part of the Justice Forum. To visit the actual website for the film, you can go to bigboysgonebananas.com.